KQED.
By now, we're all pretty used to video cameras recording our moves at the ATM, at the traffic light, and in some stores. But real-time police surveillance is also getting closer to reality. Some critics worry we're on the verge of losing our privacy altogether. As part of a collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting called State of Surveillance, Ollie Winston reports on the new tools California law enforcement agencies are using to collect and mine data.
L.A. Police Captain John Romero works out of a large room filled with oversized TV and computer screens.
So we're constantly trying to keep a pulse on the city.
Romero and his team of officers watch the monitors, tracking crimes across the city. On their screens, they can see an up-to-the-minute map of every incident reported.
It is a full-time command center. We don't have to turn on the lights and boot up the computers. It's always running.
This command center is home to the Los Angeles Police Department's Real-Time Analysis and Critical Response Division, otherwise known as RACER. Established in 2005, the center is at the heart of a new trend in local policing. Officers here can access live feeds from 1,000 cameras across the city. They can also track the movements of paroled sex offenders and gang members wearing devices equipped with GPS. Many of the technologies police are now using were first tested on the battlefield. Romero says the technologies help his team analyze data, look for trends, and respond quickly to a major incident, like a mass shooting.
We monitor the resources of the city and the happenings in the city so that we can put the resources where they need to be, so we don't have enough resources to spread them like peanut butter on a sandwich.
The unit has access to a wide variety of information, from scans of license plates to crime reports from nearby police agencies.
If you can know what the trend is over your just over your jurisdiction, you can work to prevent crime on your side of the fence.
Police have long used surveillance to investigate crimes and monitor suspects. Critics point out that in the past, these techniques have been used to target entire communities. Anya Muniz is a researcher at the Youth Justice Center in Inglewood.
People who haven't normally been targeted for surveillance are now starting to experience some portion of what poor communities of color have been experiencing their whole lives.
Romero acknowledges such concerns, but says the information officers gather is used solely to help solve crimes.
RACER is not a surveillance hub.
LA's crime rate has dropped over the past decade, but it's not clear what role the unit has played in the decline. Romero believes that the new technologies are revolutionizing criminal investigations.
When we get a major crime, for example, the Hillside Strangler or the Night Stalker or a Grim Sleeper, a serial murder in Los Angeles, in years gone by, we would have to put a task force together and get 20 or 30 or more premium detectives to go and search. So now the regular run-of-the-mill burglary gets the same attention as a 40-man task force serial murder case. That is a game changer.
I think it's a common argument that law enforcement uses that they may be able to solve some crimes at some point in the future, and so they should have access to all of our data and all of our information.
Jennifer Lynch is an attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which advocates for privacy rights.
But that's just not how our system is set up, how our democracy is set up.
LA is one of several cities across the country that has created centers to monitor and analyze data. In Oakland, a proposal to create a citywide network of live camera and data feeds ran into strong opposition.
This is not at all about crime. This is about repression. This is about instituting a police state.
Oakland officials argued the network would help the city's understaffed police department. But in March, privacy advocates persuaded the city to scale back its plans, at least temporarily. Sophisticated data monitoring and analysis centers, like the one in LA, are modeled after so-called fusion centers, which the federal government created after the 9/11 terror attacks. California has 6 fusion centers where law enforcement agents amass and analyze information from local and state agencies. Mike Senna heads the Northern California Regional Intelligence Center in San Francisco. He says new technologies can help protect communities, but he believes law enforcement must maintain the public's trust.
Nobody wants an Orwellian society where, you know, people are under constant surveillance. And it's one of those things that, we have to find that balance of the need for public safety, collection of information, and that need of, the privacy, civil rights, and civil liberties.
As technologies improve and become even more powerful, striking that balance may become more difficult. For the California Report, I'm Ali Winston.
Winston's story was reported in collaboration with the Center for Investigative Reporting. Watch a video report that includes technology that can monitor cities from the sky and read more from our series State of Surveillance at californiareport.org.